Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Parking. Learning objective of this section: theoretical knowledge for parking. Time needed: 20 minutes. Parking means stopping a vehicle when not just letting someone get in or out or to load goods. Parking is not allowed in the following situations: where stopping is not allowed. On main roads outside of towns. On main roads within towns, if there is not enough space remaining for two motor vehicles to pass. On bike lanes or on the road next to bike lanes. Closer than 50 meters to a rail crossing outside of towns and 20 meters within towns. On bridges. In front of entrances to other people's buildings or property. Only disabled people or disabled transport may use disabled parking spaces, and a disabled card must be displayed in the windscreen. When parking on pavements, at least 1.5 meters of free space must be left for pedestrians. Every vehicle must be secured against theft and rolling away. Reverse parking to the right. Reverse parking to the right can be difficult at first. These tips can help you. The distance at the side should be about one car width. As soon as the rear axle meets the first line of the parking space, turn the steering wheel all the way to the right. Once the vehicle is in the parking space, turn the steering wheel back straight. Parallel parking. Parallel parking can also be challenging. The following steps should be followed. Stop parallel to the vehicle that is already parked. Keep a side distance of about 0.5 meters. Put the front wheels straight. Reverse until the rear axle is level with the end of the other vehicle. Turn the steering wheel all the way to the right. Steer the car to a 45 degrees angle. While moving slowly, quickly steer the wheels back to the left. Correct if necessary.